You are listening to 漫画先生。Hey everyone, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Before I jump in today, I want to remind you that this is a one of five grouped episodes all about vector verbs and how important they are and how we use them. If you don't understand what a vector verb is, please go back to the episode I did yesterday titled Vector Verbs, and we will talk about that there before you move on to this episode. Thank you. Also, thank you for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. Today we're talking about the first group of vector verbs, the group of vector verbs where it comes from the speaker's area of information to the listener's area of information. This is a transfer of objects, thoughts, or actions from one party to from the speaker's party, usually to the listener's party. There are exceptions when we talk about third person, we talk down. However, in this case, we're going to be talking about the word ageru. And we're going to be using this first with nouns, and then we're going to move it up into doing it into verbs. And let's kind of jump in so we can kind of get our feet wet just a little bit. So when we talk about ageru, it's usually accompanied with wa and ni, and then an o for the object. So wa would be something like watashi wa, I, watashi wa, and then I can give it, then I have a person that I'm giving it to. They're marked with ni. So if I'm giving it to, let's say, Yuriko-san. If I give it to Yuriko-san, ni. So Yuriko, ni. And then I have the object. Let's give Yuriko some flowers. So we're going to be polite, and I'm going to say o hana, like we talked about in a previous episode, the polite o hana wo, the object marker, agemashita. Ageru plus mas, agemasu, past tense, agemashita. Watashi wa Yuriko-san ni o hana o agemashita. I gave Yuriko-san flowers. Simply from A to B. So this is a in-group thing. I'm giving it to this person so I can then downgrade my diction and I can be less polite. So I can say, I gave my sister a doll. 僕は妹に人形をあげた。僕, I, was the subject. I am the giver of the thing. I am doing the action. Next, に is marking where that object is going. So 妹に, object is the 人形, a doll. 人形に, 人形を, 人形をあげた。あげる, past tense becomes あげた。Now, what happens if I want to make this more polite? I can then upgrade. And the upgraded version, the higher diction, like if I were to give something to a teacher or to a president of a group or to a highly respected individual, maybe like a doctor or someone like a lawyer or someone who I really respect, then I could level that up. Let's say I give my teacher a book. Then I could, watashi, I'm not going to use boku, watashi wa, sensei ni, hon wo, sashiagemashita. Sashiagemasu. I gave the teacher, hon, a book, I, watashi, and to the teacher, sensei ni. And this is the sashiageru. Now, there is a final version. If I want to be lower than low, if I want just to give this to a dog, I can use the verb yaru. So for example, even like a little sister, I could, if I wanted to, I'm a little more polite to my little sister personally, just how I act in my own family. But I could say, ore wa ototo ni hono yatta. Ore wa imoto, little, or ototo, little brother, ni, hon, book, wo yatta. I gave it to him. Yaru. I give it to you. And then I'm able to give it down. On the same note, I can then verb something. So, for example, I can buy it for you.
私はあの、ノブオさんネクタイを買ってあげました。
I bought it for them.
買って becomes base て買ってあげた。買ってあげる。
I'll buy it for you. If I want to say, I will give you comfort. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to give the verbing of comfort to you. Then I could say,
僕は君を, Kimi is you, a little polite, or less polite, but a little closer formally, informally. 君にあの慰めてあげるよ。慰めて, Nagusameru. Nagusamete ageta. I comforted her. I gave her the comfort. And this is the verbing of it. I put it into base te, and then I give the ageru. I move it up. And then I could, you know, oshiete ageru yo. I will teach it to you. I will teach it to you. I'm giving of the moving of the action to you. So we want to make sure that that works there. We're going to go a little bit more in depth with this as we continue on these topics, giving of giving things. But this is the most basic one. And I hope you go out and ageru a lot of things to a lot of people, from you as the speaker to someone else as the listener or the area other area of information. And I hope you make some mistakes doing it and come back and listen to this episode again. Thank you so much. And I'll catch you again tomorrow.